بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب استحباب الخروج يوم الخميس واستحبابه أول النهار. وعن كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج في غزوة تبوك يوم الخميس، وكان يحب أن يخرج يوم الخميس، متفق عليه. وفي رواية في الصحيحين: لقلما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج إلا في يوم الخميس. We began yesterday the preliminary discussion on this chapter on the etiquettes of safar, etiquettes of undertaking a journey. Discussed briefly the word safar means to open or to reveal. And generally the akhlaq and character of a person becomes apparent when one has to undertake a journey with him. This subheading, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought the virtue of departing on a journey on a Thursday, starting your journey on a Thursday, and that it is preferable also to start a journey at the beginning of a day. Obviously, this is when a person has some sort of levity or he has a choice. If you've got a flight that's in the evening, then obviously you're not going to start your journey in the morning. Or if you've got a train or a bus, etc. There, obviously, you have to follow the timetable. However, if it is a journey where one has a choice to decide when I should actually start my journey, a person is planning in advance his journey, whether it's a business journey, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's a vacation, whatever it may be, if a person has a choice, then in that instance, we find that based on ahadith, it is preferable that one should start one's journey on a Thursday. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prefer a Thursday? Several reasons ulama ikram have mentioned. One of them is that generally we find in ahadith that on a Monday and Thursday our books are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّهُ يَوْمٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ تُعْرَضُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. We are presented to Allah ta'ala. Our actions of the week are presented on a Monday and on a Thursday. So we find that generally, the journeys of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were not like our journeys. Our journeys now more often than not some vacation or some holiday or going for some touring or sightseeing. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his journey more often than not was jihad. It was an expedition in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was an act of ibadat. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred that the noble act of jihad should commence on a Thursday. Second reason ulama ikram give is that generally we find part of the noble conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he would take a good omen. He would take a good omen sometimes from a name, sometimes from a word. Now if you look at the word Thursday, the Arabic word for Thursday is Yomul Khamis. Khamis is Thursday. And the Arabic word for army also is Khamis. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a good omen of victory that we are going for jihad, Yomul Khamis with Khamis. In other words, on the day of Khamis with an army, we are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would take, like I said, a positive omen from this, that inshallah Allah ta'ala will grant victory and there will be great returns and fruit in this expedition of mine out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, it should be borne in mind that it will be permissible to undertake a journey on other days besides a Thursday. Another aspect ulama ikram mention is that they say generally Thursday signifies the end of the week. So more often than not, it is most appropriate for a person to start his journey on a Thursday. In other words, finish all your work or your responsibilities rest of the week, and now end of the week you go out on a journey wherever you are going. However, Like we said that with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رُبَمَا خَرَجَ فِي غَيْرِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes he would start his journey on some other day besides a Thursday. For example, قَدْ خَرَجَ فِي آخِرِ سَفَرَةٍ سَافَرَهَا. The last journey of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what was his Hajjatul Wada, where he proceeded for his farewell pilgrimage. That particular journey commenced on a Saturday. So it was not a Thursday. But like we said, where you have a choice, it's very, very clear in hadith that more often than not, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give preference to a Thursday. Certain of the wujuhat or the basis of this we've already discussed. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator that anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja fi ghazwati tabuk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded on the expedition of Tabuk. Tabuk generally in the books of history is referred to as ghazwa. Ghazwa means an expedition where some sort of war took place. However, we find that Tabuk itself, no fighting actually took place in Tabuk. But still, it is referred to as Ghazwa of Tabuk. Tabuk, as we mentioned yesterday, is an area that is between, from Madina Munawwara, in the direction of Sham, in the direction of Syria, approximately 465 miles from Madina Munawwara. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began this journey of Tabuk on a Thursday. And the narrator Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, كَانَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ يَوْمَ الْخَبِيثِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prefer starting his journey on a Thursday. So like I said, if you have a choice and it is pre-planned, then we should, out of sunnah, try and prefer to start the journey on a Thursday. In the riwayat of Sahihain, in other words Bukhari and Muslim, it's mentioned, لَقَلَّمَا, very rarely, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would undertake a journey except on a Thursday. One Sakhr ibn Wada'at al-Ghamidi al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Wa kana idha ba'atha sariyatan aw jayshan بعثهم الله من أول النهار وكان صخر تاجرا فكان يبعث تجارته أول النهار فأثرى وكثر ماله رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Those who were listening attentively, the initial part of this hadith, I read it twice because in it a dua is contained. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for certain people in this ummah. Unfortunately today, there are very few of us that practice or fall within the purview or category of this dua. I'm obviously not the actual subject matter, but based on it, we are advised that go to sleep early at night after Isha. Don't engage in unnecessary chit-chat, in unnecessary activities. Try and sleep early. If you look at our Muslim countries, the entire Arab world, particularly in Ramadan, other times, if you look at Pakistan, India, many places where Muslims are living in large numbers, unfortunately, if you look at the lifestyle, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, people are going out to restaurants, they are going out sightseeing, going out visiting. And this habit of sleeping early, illa mashallah, has come out of the ummah. Now if you look at the different sections of the night and the day, the most valuable section of the night is the last section of the night. Yanzilu Rabbuna Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Hina yabqa thuluthul laylil akhir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the last third of the night remains, then Allah descends. Descension in keeping with His greatness. Many a times before we mentioned from an aqidah point of view, nuzul and that coming down or going, or uruj, going up, coming or going, leaving or entering, Allah is above all this. This is just for our understanding. But we find in hadith the expression Allah descends in the last third of the night. And Allah calls out, مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ. Who is there that wants to make dua so that I may accept his dua? Who is there? مَنْ يَسْتَنْصُرُنِي فَأَنْصُرَ لَهُ. Who is there that needs help? I may help him. Who is there that's afflicted with some difficulty? I may remove that. Allah is calling out. When? Last third of the night. It's not possible to wake up last third of the night if you're going to sleep late. Not impossible, becomes very, very difficult. So this is why we are encouraged after Isha, as quickly as possible, when you're out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, normally our Jamaat's bayan takes place, sometimes eating, then as quickly as possible. Shab Guzari night, we hear every week this targheeb being given. Late, sometimes 12, 1 o'clock, unnecessary talking, unnecessary outside the masjid. What we are doing, we are depriving ourselves first and foremost of that very, very valuable section of the night, the last third of the night. Then after that, the most blessed time is the time from Fajr till Ishraq. There Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man salla subha fi jama'atin, thumma jalasa fi musallahu yadhkurullah ta'ala hatta tatlu'a shams, thumma salla raka'atain, kana lahu min al-ajri mithlu ajri hajjatin wa umratin tamma 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 qalaha thalathan, aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that person who reads his Fajr salah with jamaat, then he remains fi musallahu, in the precincts of the masjid, until the time of Ishraq, the sun rises clearly, one or two spear lengths. Ulama have estimated that time 13, 14, 15 minutes after sunrise. Then he reads 2 rakat salah, Allah will give him the reward of complete Hajj and Umrah. 3 times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Again, very difficult to stay awake after Fajr if you slept very late. You will be tired. Then the third most valuable time is what is referred to in this hadith. The time immediately after Ishraq. For many of us, that is sleeping time. Why? Because we slept late at night. So we are unable to. But if you look at the rest of the world, when I say rest of the world, besides insan, first of all, foremost, the entire animal kingdom, the birds, etc., Allah has made them, designed them such that majority of their activity takes place after sunrise. Very few animals you'll find sleeping after sunrise. This is the system of the world. And we find that this conforms to ahadith also and the teachings of Islam. But like I said, it's impossible to stay awake and to be fresh at that time after sunrise or early in the morning if we are in the habit of sleeping late. So it's important that we try and change things around. Like I said, the whole, if you look at most of the Muslim world today, unfortunately, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night is almost like daytime. We've turned the nighttime into daytime. This is why these three very, very precious and valuable periods, the benefit of it is being lost. We've run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue. Smile.